Hello, everyone, and everywhere on the internet that's listening or listening on terrestrial radio. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show at Dad's Point of View. This segment of the Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by Shelley's Stereo, my home theater home, and my one audiovisual one-stop shop, and I hope yours. Reach them at shelleysstereo.com or 818-716-8500. Tell them a Dad's Point of View, and Bruce Salen sent you there. As always, you can email me questions anytime, anywhere, about anything. I may, in fact, read it, and I may, in fact, answer it, sometimes on air. It's you email to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Shelley's Stereo. You can follow me on Twitter, @BruceSalen, and you can tweet me during the show as well, because I multitask. Also, if you haven't already, and why not, why are you not following on Facebook, the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page? We now have crossed the 3,000 member, or likes as they call it, mark. I'm looking to get to 5 and then 10,000 because I'm a guy and size matters. I did something fun yesterday. It has nothing to do with the show, but I thought I'd share it. I got, for the first time in my life, an old-fashioned shave at a barbershop, a high-end barbershop, I would call it, a really she, very cool barbershop called Winston's in Thousand Oaks. And this shave was given to me by the adorable Monique after getting a great haircut by my regular stylist there, Jennifer. The whole atmosphere at Winston's is really fun. I'm not looking to shill them or sponsor them or get them sponsored, but I had to share that experience. I've never had that kind of shave. In fact, I have never in my life shaved without an electric razor. That's how my dad taught me, and that's how I've learned to shave. And what Monique told me is that the whole experience of going to a barbershop and having that has kind of had a resurgence. And a lot of young people that have never done that are going in just to get shaved and just to get the pampered treatment that women are, you know, often get, getting facials and going to the hair salon. Very, very interesting. I'm also happy to say that we are largely fully sponsored on the Bruce Salen Show, but we do have one slot left and would love to find an insurance company or a law firm or anyone for that matter to join our sponsor team. If it were an insurance company, it would be for family insurance matters and a law firm for family legal matters. If you feel your company or firm would fit with our show's demographic of families and their needs, we'd love to hear from you. Contact me at the station at 805-564-1290 or at my email, bruce@brucesalen.com. Today's topic, as is the case in just about every case, is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column titled, Do Parents Live Vicariously Through Their Children? You can find my columns on my website, brucesalen.com, in the Santa Barbara News Press, or just Google my name or A Dad's Point of View. Do parents live vicariously through their children? I think this is a modern phenomenon, and I think it happens too much. And I think a lot of it is because the 60s generation has grown up, and the moms and dads that stay at home, and it's still a vast majority of moms, may have given up their careers and therefore put the energy into parenting that they otherwise would have into their careers. So the success and failure of their children in many ways mirrors in their minds their own success and failure. And they apply a lot of the standards that they used to work to parenting. I think that's why we have this phenomena of sideline parents trying to coach, or sideline parents getting involved way over the top with how their kid is behaving or misbehaving or an umpire's ruling or judging. I don't recall when I grew up ever a parent getting in a fight with another parent over an umpire's call at a Little League game. But this is because I think moms and dads are investing too much of themselves in their kids. I can speak, as I often do, from experience, which is why I consider myself a layman expert, not a shrink type that tells you what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right and gives you short soundbite answers to life, which I don't believe is possible. But I did live my life a little too much through my boys during what I have often referred to as the dark days of my divorce. My sense of well-being, my sense of who I was, I just transferred all the way to my boys. And I know that it wasn't healthy for me, and it most certainly wasn't healthy for them, because I pushed them in ways that they didn't need to be pushed. I wanted them to do things the way I wanted to, or do the things that I wanted, that I liked. And whenever you do that, you are not being the best mom or dad you can be, which, of course, is my ultimate goal with my writing and this show, to encourage everybody, myself included, to be the best parent we could be. To some degree, everyone, of course, does live vicariously through their kids. Our station manager here at KZSB proudly shared with me some photos of his recent granddaughter and his first grandchild. And again, congratulations to Les Carroll for that wonderful event. But in the role of grandparent, it's not quite the same. And he could beam and be proud as can be. But it's somewhat from a distance. And I think that's one of the joys of becoming a grandparent, which I do look forward to happening somewhere down the line. But as my kids are young, I hope it's sufficiently down the line. But the first generation parents, we're getting too involved. And it's normal to want the best for our kids. But when we project our own failed opportunities or fantasies, that's when I think we're crossing inappropriate lines. We parents need to ask ourselves, why are we so interested when we get too involved or too caught up in our kids' lives? Is it really about them or is it about us? And I will assert it's about us. It's about us. Our kid getting good grades. Or my favorite is the parents that are pushing their children to get into a certain college, or for that matter, even go to college. Maybe your kid is going to be a great plumber, or he's going to be entrepreneurial and be like a Warren Buffett or even a Bill Gates and go to a less than prestigious college, but invent Microsoft or make a gazillion billion dollars like a Warren Buffett. If you push your kid, I guarantee you, they may do what you want, but they will rebel at some point. It is a certainty. So, we also know of parents, and this is another point of the column, and I will go out on a limb and consider myself a little bit sexist here, so you can put that aside. You don't have to call me and tell me how sexist I am. But I will say this is usually mothers who put their lives on hold during their children's growing up years. Excuse me. They believe that they are doing the best thing for their children when, in fact, they are denying themselves and their children the benefit of having a parent who is a complete human being. That doesn't mean you're not there all the time. But too often, I think parents are sublimating their own passions, and they're making that parent, when they do that, less able to provide a well-rounded education and upbringing for their children. I will also argue, and it's going to seem like a conflict, that I still think it's best for the kids to have a stay-at-home parent, by far. I know most families can't afford it, and I'm not in any way being critical of those that can't. But if it's possible, it's a great way to go. Another thing that I think, given our longer lifespans, people don't realize, our children are really only on loan to us. And when they leave, we have to return to ourselves. And if we haven't nurtured and developed ourselves, what kind of spouse are we going to be? You're going to be left holding the bag with this empty role of no longer having day-to-day influence over someone else's life and only having to look internally for your happiness and satisfaction. So, bottom line, don't live vicariously through your kids. Just be a good parent. We're near the end of this segment. Again, I want to thank Shelley's Stereo for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. Shelley's is my home theater home, my stereo and audiovisual one-stop shop, and I hope yours. Reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. Be sure you tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Allen sent you there. It is time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, and I welcome you to join us for that. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Bruce Allen, a dad's point of view. Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen, a dad's point of view.